Welcome millions upon millions, perhaps billions, of faithful podcast listeners. We are your hosts, Jason Kimber and Dave Simmons. We'll bring you along with us as we share life stories from our experiences living in small towns.
Or in Jason's case, an unincorporated community.
That's true. Along with genius suggestions for solving the world's problems and a whole lot of laughs.
This is the Small Towns Podcast. Welcome in once again, one and all, to the Small Towns Podcast. Dave Simmons and Jason Kimber along with you, and we want to get this one started just like we did last time. We promised our good friends at Aspen Dental that we wanted to pass on the information that they're having a free dental day on November 13th.
Yeah.
And that should be coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
It's coming up soon.
So we wanted to make sure that the last podcast came out with plenty of time for people to not only put it on their calendars, but to remind their friends who might need this type of service. Because this, on November 13th, is a service that will be provided cleanings, fillings, or extractions to all those who don't have access to dental health or unable to afford or have insurance, unable to afford these services. It's a free service being offered by Aspen Dental of Cache Valley. They are located at 170 East, 1400 North in Logan. The service is between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. First come, first serve, Jason.
Okay, I love it.
I love it.
Listen, November 13th, put it on your calendars. And again, I don't think we can really reiterate that enough. That's value.
Absolute value, especially for those who don't have access to dental health. Uh-huh. It's something that they can utilize and be able to and get some help that way. Or if they don't have insurance, anything like that, you can go in there, get first come, first serve. Again, one service will be provided per person, cleanings, fillings, or extractions. So if you got some sore teeth or something going on there and you don't have access to a dentist, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Aspen Dental, located at 170 East, 1400 North, November 13th. If you know somebody that's struggling with something like that, that just doesn't have insurance, make sure to tell them about it. Get it on the calendar.
Let me ask you this, Dave.
Yeah.
Have you ever participated in any sort of sport or activity? I mean, let's just say, for instance, I would lose all of my teeth.
Okay.
And just one fell swoop.
Just boom. Out.
I mean, this is probably what November 13th is not all about, but have you ever... You're an athlete.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's nice of you.
You look great.
Well, maybe not so much anymore.
But have you ever participated in something that, like, I don't know why I thought about that, but, like, have any chance of losing your teeth? Have you ever lost one?
No, I've chipped a tooth, but that was on my own stupidity. See some of our old podcasts to hear about that story. It involved one of them involved a refrigerator.
Ah.
And another one involved a pogo ball. I chipped the same tooth on two different occasions. But you know, here's kind of a fun fact.
Yeah.
So my father-in-law is he has shoed horses for many, many years.
Really?
Yeah, it's just kind of a side gig he's had.
I mean, any like high tops or more just a...
Yeah, well, they like the high tops if they can. Penny loafers on the real fancy horses.
So sorry.
For the most part, it's a metal shoe.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, are they metal?
Yeah, I think they're metal, and it's like
what kind of metal?
Steel? Are they steel?
I don't know. I would want... Maybe you want them to be light, right? I mean, I don't want to be lugging around iron shoes.
I mean, if you got horses just out there with some aluminum shoes on, I don't think they're going to...
Aluminum. I don't know what it is either.
I don't think it's aluminum. I'm pretty sure it's like
it's iron. Probably wood wrapped in tinfoil.
But first of all, in all seriousness, your father-in-law does this?
Well,
or he did?
He did for many years. I think he's trying not to anymore. That's a job, man.
I've seen it done before. I'm anxious to see where you're going with this because it is a job, and it's not for the faint of heart.
No, he's a tough dude. He always has been. So you have to, if you think about a guy shoeing a horse, I'm sure there's, look, what do I know?
Yeah, but no, listen, has that ever stopped us before?
No, I'm just going to kind of try to, in my mind's eye, understand this. So you've got to lift that horse's foot up, and you have it probably between your legs, and you're working on the shoe. The horse is behind you.
Yeah, it's like you're...
But the head of the horse is behind you, and the foot is bent up between your legs as you're trying to hammer that thing on or clip the nail. They have to clip their nails.
Yeah, clip the nails. Maybe put a nice little polish on it.
Yeah, a little bit of manicure going, or pedicure probably.
Pedicure, I would assume. Well, maybe pedicure for the back, manicure for the front. I don't know.
I don't know the ins and outs of it. All I know is apparently horses that are maybe not so kind can nip at you, like your back.
Yeah, it's like a horse bite.
Is that what they call those?
Well, I don't know, but you think of those horse bites that your mean old uncle used to give to you? Like
I thought it was a cow bite. Really? That's what we called them, a cow bite.
Called horse bites.
Well,
I don't know.
We're going to have to look that
up. You have to look that up. But the horse is going to bite you.
Yeah, he's shooing this horse, and the horse is nipping at his back, and he was just kept shoving his head away like, stop it.
Yeah.
Well, finally, he had had enough.
Okay.
He turns around, and he punches the horse in the face, knocks its tooth out.
Oh, really?
Can you go to an equestrian
dentist? An equestrian dentist. I mean,
an equine dentist.
But that feels very niche. I mean, if you're a dentist that only works on horses.
I specialize in dental procedures on horses.
Yeah, let me tell you, he knocked out.
Punched his tooth out. Really? Never told the owner.
Oh,
okay. I'm sure there's... Where's our statue? Our statue of limitations.
We've got our statue of limitations around here somewhere.
We need to get one of those still. So I'm sure there's a statue of limitations there where... I don't think the owner ever knew.
Okay, fair enough. Just
punched it in the face, knocked its tooth out. Wouldn't that have to be a pretty good pop?
I would think so.
Well, he deserved it.
I mean, he should have stopped biting.
You stop biting me, I'm going to punch you in the face. I bet, you know... Think about a cowboy. Oh. They're tougher than me. Why'd you laugh like that?
Well, I mean, they're tougher than me, too. Okay. I mean, sometimes...
They don't say cowboy strong for nothing.
No, they don't
ever say Dave strong.
No, they don't ever say Dave strong. Like you and I were...
They don't say office equipment salesman strong.
Financial advisor strong.
Yeah, it's cowboy strong.
And I'm here to tell you, tough as nails. You know, I mean, I was raised in small town. Grouse Creek is chock full... I'm talking like legitimate cowboys.
Like a ring of tobacco in the back pocket that's just, it's there.
It's there.
Even
it's
if the tobacco can isn't there, the shape is there.
The shape is still there. And we're not talking, you know, the pointy-toed boots. You know, we're talking, this guy's got work boots on and maybe Wranglers, but maybe not. It doesn't really matter. They're just wearing jeans that have probably got junk on them.
Yep.
And, you know, my dad, he was raised on a ranch.
Spurs.
Well, I don't think they walk around with spurs.
You sure? I would.
Yeah, you would.
I would. In fact, I'd like to just wear them anyways.
You would never be able to sneak up on anything. They have a little jingle jangle.
You have to walk on your toes. Oh, you can't walk on your toes and not let your spurs?
No.
Let your spurs rub on the ground?
They're not rubbing on the ground.
Isn't that the sound you hear where you're going and they're like...
I think they rub on the ground.
Find me some spurs. I will try them on right now and show you that the sound we hear... Is when it's their heels, right? You just hear them as you...
Yeah, but the spurs are not rubbing on the ground. They'd get all caught up on everything.
It makes no sense. Watch me walk.
I'm watching
they're
you.
On the back of my heel. They're
back of your
heel. Shink.
Yeah, but they're just jingling. They're jingling because there's like the spur itself. I don't know about the anatomy of a spur, but like the metal piece or the silver, like silver spurs.
Okay.
They come out and then it like, it's like a little wheel, that spur like a little wheel that...
What if you haven't WD-40'd that thing?
I mean,
does it spin on its own accord?
I mean, it's not like a windmill, but yeah, I think it can.
I think when you walk, your heel is what moves that thing.
You could
put a row of corn in with that. Like you just drag your foot along, plant corn in there.
These aren't like Heelys that the kids have.
I think they are. If you're good enough, you could ride on those things.
Let me ask you this question: what do you think the purpose of a spur is?
To jab the horse a little bit. Let's go. Giddy up.
Oh, yeah. Spur. Okay, good. I just was curious to see.
And looks.
Man, you guys look some pretty good on them spurs.
Yeah, those spurs look pretty nice. I wish I could get... The same with chaps.
Chaps, yeah. Yeah,
I don't have a pair of chaps.
I used to wear chaps all the time when I'd haul hay.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm glad you just finished it with when I'd haul hay.
Yeah.
No, just I used to wear a pair of chaps.
Sometimes I wear chaps all the time.
And that's all.
And that's it.
I love my chaps.
But my dad, like, I shouldn't say never, but all of my growing up years, I never saw my dad, like, he was always cowboy boots, Lee jeans, long sleeve Western shirt.
And a tank top.
No, never a tank top. Yeah, the Western shirt was unbuttoned and the tank top was underneath.
Yeah, that's what I assume.
That was just his, that was his MO and that's what he wore. And you never saw him not put together, you know what I mean? Listen, I remember a couple years ago, I went to Macy's, local grocery store here, in my sweatpants. I tell you what, I took a picture, took a selfie of myself, and I said, hashtag dad would be so proud. Because he did not believe that you should wear sweatpants in public.
He's probably right.
I think he's right. Well, you got town
it depend,
sweats.
It depends. Towns, the good sweats.
Good sweats.
These are my nice sweats.
My dressy sweats. My town sweats.
Dressy sweats. I wear these sweats to church.
Have you we're getting all over the board here. Have you ever, one, participated in a rodeo, or two, attended a rodeo?
We go to the Cache County Rodeo every year.
And it's fantastic.
Oh, it's a great show.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a cowboy. You don't have to be into all that stuff. Go down to the Cache County Rodeo. That's a good time.
Yeah, they put on a great show.
Always a great show. But I got to admit to you, I don't understand it.
Well, what don't you understand? I mean, I'm not saying that I'm an expert, but I would like to share, you know, if I can
help. Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
Okay? The announcer guy, whoever does the Cache County, he's awesome.
Yeah.
And I like that cowboy prayer.
Oh, the cowboy prayer.
That's so funny to me.
They, you know, well, listen.
And beautiful, and all of it together.
Yeah, because it is beautiful. I mean, we smile about it, but listen, it's pretty serious stuff.
It is serious stuff when you reach the pearly gates and you find the water runs cool, and you find when you get there that all your entry dues have been paid.
Well, you know, that's
it's beautiful.
That's loosely.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, that's what you hear. It's like, let's see here. I think we're the part where the grass grows lush, green, and stirrup high, and the water runs cool, clear, and deep, that you, as our last judge, will tell us that our entry fees are paid.
I mean, I'm crying just a little bit.
You get the chills. But it is like, I tell you one thing that I love about cowboys and I love about rodeos. It's a very patriotic event. You know what I mean?
It is.
And it's fantastic. And there are so many different, do you love our podcast? Like, we don't claim to be experts at anything, but yet no topic is off.
We have a thought. We have a take on it.
Even
if our takes are not right.
Yeah, exactly.
And most of the time they are not.
The bulk of my life has been attending rodeos. However, and we'll get to this in a minute, I have participated in a few. And I've
really?
Even announced a few.
Okay. Well, we're going to need to know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we will. But
so you break right after the prayer.
Yeah.
You pretty much break right into the Bucking Bronx.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's bareback or saddle, because they do both.
They do both.
But I don't understand the scoring system.
Okay.
I know you're supposed to stay on for 8 seconds.
That's, yeah.
So a guy stays on for 8 seconds, 71. Okay.
And I think it's, I'll stand to be corrected, but I'm assuming it's out of 100.
I don't know.
I think it has to be.
I think they need to kind of talk to us beforehand. Hey, all you rodeo novices, here's how this is done.
Yeah.
Because I'm here, I mean, you're just cheering for the guy to stay on 8 seconds. Hey, he did it. 74.
And well, you're thinking,
okay, that didn't look any different than the guy before. And so I think it has to do with the quality of the bronc.
For sure.
Or the quality of the bull. But what if you get a bronc or a bull that's just, you know, having a bad night?
Like Ferdinand.
Yeah, Ferdinand.
What if you draw Ferdinand the bull?
And they're like, you're going to be on Ferdinand. We got to get him. He's underneath the tree up there reading a book.
Yeah. See, but that's part of it, buddy. Like, I do believe that. I think it's a draw. Like, I think the cowboys basically, and you hope that you draw a bronc or a bull that is known to buck.
Well, then there's a lot of luck that goes into that.
I think so.
That's what I don't care for. I mean, I want to be able to ride the one that can give me the highest amount of points.
Well, I do think, but it's tough because.
But that could buck you off, and then
you get no points, and then all of a sudden, you know, this bull has never been ridden. But also the companies, the outfits, I think would be the right thing, that are supplying these animals for the rodeo, like, I think they're going to have pretty high quality animals. So, like, you're not going to get a Ferdinand and, like, a Diablo on the next one.
Well, I hope not. But
yeah.
All I know is every time I see the scoring, I have no idea.
And it seems to me, like, my question on the scoring is, like, you say, ooh, 74, 78, and people are like, oh, that's good. I think that's good. But I'm like, it's like a C+.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the best. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen, you say you think it's out of 100?
I'm actually second-guessing myself. I don't think it is, because I've never once heard a score above 90.
Well, I've never heard one above 80, I don't think.
I think I've heard an 84. I just made that up.
I'm sure you have.
Maybe an 82.
I'm sure you have.
Because it also depends, you know, if how the bull or the horse, like, just, you know, catapults out of the chute. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, some of those.
And part of the score as well, I do know, I think this is true, like, talking about spurs, I think on Brahms, like, I think the spurs have got to be, like, so high as they exit the chute.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Some technicalities
There's
going
some
on.
There's some technicalities.
There.
It's not.
Well, that would make a little sense in the last one we went to, this one cowboy, he had like three extra tries because there was some sort of
like a re-ride?
A re-ride. And he did it, I want to say, three times he tried to ride it, which also seems a little sus.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't want to get back on.
No. No, I wouldn't either. But so the scoring, I'm kind of not understanding.
Okay.
It seems like every cowboy that comes up there placed third in the NFR last year, or number one in the world. Okay. How many countries are rodeoing?
Well, I think more than one.
I don't think the Russians are rodeoing.
Oh, I bet they are.
Chinese?
You know what? I think we'd be surprised. Because I know they're rodeoing in Australia.
Yeah.
I think they're rodeoing in Mexico.
Yeah. Canada. I can see the South in Canada. Yeah, for sure. I can see the South American countries
maybe
doing
like
it.
Maybe in Russia, like maybe they rodeo like in the winter and they've got those big old like fur hats.
Shapkas on. Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, to say the world, I just don't know how many people are out there rodeoing.
Well, I think it's fair. I don't think you should be judging these cowboys.
Well, here's another thing.
Okay.
If you've named your child Stetson,
okay,
does he have any chance to be anything besides a cowboy?
I think it's actually locked.
Yeah, you lock him in.
You lock him in.
Yep.
You lock him in. He's either going to be a fantastic cowboy or else he's going to be a fantastic hat model.
I think that's probably it. I mean, I'm hearing these names and Sage, Stetson, Ryder. I mean, these are pretty common cowboy names.
Yeah.
You can't be Dave.
No.
I don't think you can be Dave.
I don't think Dave the Cowboy.
Dave the Cowboy doesn't work out.
Doesn't feel like it. Doesn't really roll off the tongue quickly as well as.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't. That's probably not
good. Yeah, you got to have a really.
Like a tough name.
Tough name. Like tough the name Tuff. T-U-F-F. I bet there's a cowboy named Tuff.
Oh, for sure there is. Tuff Hedeman. He was actually in the NFL.
Well, there you go. I don't know how you know these names.
Haven't you ever seen the movie 8 Seconds with Lane Frost?
Was that his name?
Well, that was his buddy. There was Lane Frost, and he's super sad. I mean, he got killed in a rodeo. But his buddy, I think his name was
Tuff. Is it based on a true story?
Oh, yeah, you bet it is, buddy.
I can play that song on the radio. Not on the radio. I mean, anybody could do that.
Yeah.
On the piano. That's one of my go-tos.
Oh, really?
The old Lane's theme.
Oh, that's... See,
do
that's
you want me to
nice.
Play it for you? Will you cry if I play that for you?
We talked about this a few pods ago. That would probably get me pretty close. That's a sad show.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to watch it. I don't want to watch sad shows.
When you talk about cowboy names, have you thought about bull names or names of the bronc?
Those are awesome.
I did too, because it's like those just... I mean, talk about intimidation factor.
Yeah.
You think the bull has any say in the name?
I would like to think so. He's walking around feeling really ornery one day. Yeah. He's like, I want to be Diablo. I don't know.
I think they just have one name. It's more like a Cher type of thing, or Madonna. But it's just like, call me Nitro.
call me Nitro. No, it seems like they're like Tornado Diablo or something.
Or like El Guapo.
El Guapo. That's what I'd ask for.
That's what you're like.
They're like, now, you know that means the beautiful, right? Or the handsome, right?
The handsome. And sometimes obviously. They'll trick you, because I've seen a bull named like Casanova.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, but even if you've got a name like Casanova and you're a bull, if they're going to make If they're going to do what they do to a bull to make him buck, he's going to buck. I don't care. You could pull a chicken out there and do the same thing and rap. You know how they make him buck, right?
I've heard rumors, but I don't know. Is it have? I mean, it's not pleasant.
No.
It's not. I don't know.
I would buck too. I would run around until that thing fell off, just like happens to those guys.
Exactly.
Just run, man.
I'll be curious to see. I think if there has ever been a podcast episode that's going to give us more feedback about either how right or how wrong we are,
this is the one.
This could be the one.
Because I believe that they don't really care that there's a cowboy on their back.
No, I don't think
they care about getting that thing off their junk. I got to get this off. I don't care what it takes. I got to get this off.
And you're like, I've done this before, and it seems to be.
Wait, what?
No, I'm not. I'm thinking. Now I'm speaking of as a
okay.
As
you're the
bull,
speaking from the bull's point
of
view.
Bull perspective.
Okay,
yes,
that's good. That's good. Carry on.
Once I get this cowboy off my back, then everything else seems to be better.
I wouldn't even feel the cowboy if that's what's going on. Yeah. I'm like, the whole world is oblivious.
Yeah,
to me
and you're
at that
just
point.
Bucking until.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, you could put something like that on a cat and he'd buck. It doesn't matter the animal.
I don't think there's a cat rodeo, but I like where your head's
at. If it's a male
and you do
that, anything's going to buck.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I'm going to give you that 100%.
Because look at the mutton busting. Those things aren't bucking. They're just running.
They're just running.
They feel that something's on my back here.
Have you ever done that?
Mutton busting?
Yeah.
No.
Interestingly enough, neither have I, but you know what I have done? We do things a little different at the Grouse. We didn't have the mutton busting, we had the calf riding.
Well, that's like a step up from mutton busting.
I think it is kind of a step up, and it's super hard because a calf, they're so jerky. I mean, and some of them are getting pretty big. Just
yeah.
Maybe.
Not a steer?
No. Just like maybe two shakes away from being a big old full-grown steer or cow. So I'm riding as a kid. I mean, a little kid. We'd all set up at Grouse Creek 4th of July Rodeo. Just a great, one of the best weekends of the year at the Grouse Creek. They still do it, of course. It's fantastic. But I remember signing up as a kid. Like, I ride that calf. And I tell you what, at best, I'd get maybe half a buck out of that chute. And then I'm flat on my face.
Did it hurt?
Yes.
I see. It's interesting that parents are able to even get their kids to do mutton busting. Because for the most part, it's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt. Now, it's interesting. I go to the rodeo now. And they should do this. They should do this. But, like, they put helmets on these kids.
As they should.
We did not have helmets growing up.
We didn't have helmets for anything.
No.
All the kids now, as they should, are having their helmets to ride their bikes.
Yep, they should. I talked to my uncle one time, Uncle Eldon. He's a great man. This was years ago. He was quite a bit younger at the time. And he actually rode, I believe, bulls and maybe Bronx in high school rodeo. And there was one last bull in the old chute, and the Grouse Creek Rodeo, we didn't really have a lot of bull riding because it's just more roping and cow riding and stuff like that, barrels and poles. But they just asked for a volunteer, and it's, come on, Ellen, you got this. Yeah, he jumped on that bull. He didn't make it the 8 seconds, but I was proud of him.
How old was he?
I bet he, at that point, this was years ago, I bet he was probably like in his 30s.
I mean, can you imagine getting on a bull in your mid-40s?
No, not a chance. Not a chance.
I hurt just getting out of bed. My dad said that, I could be making this up, but in my mind, I remember my dad saying that they used to climb trees where cows were underneath the trees.
Yeah.
And just drop onto the cow's back
and
from there
see what would
and
happen.
See what happened.
I tell you what you get when them broochy cows, they're going to just...
A Gucci cow.
No, broochy. They're not Gucci. That would be like fancy bougie. They're not broochy. It's just like you can't... This is a wild cow. You can't even keep it in a fence. It's so broochy.
So broochy is the descriptive word?
I think so.
Oh, I like that
word. I made that up.
Can I be broochy?
Yeah, you sure can. Because you can't rein you in, buddy.
Yeah.
You can't rein
you
wild.
In. I'm a wild man. I'm a broochy man. Is that
what yeah. I think we could say that. I think that would be
or
fair.
Or is it only for cows?
I think it's... I've only heard it for cows.
Well, that just seems...
It seems
seem
a little
right.
unfair.
Yeah,
it seems
a little unfair. I think anything could be broochy.
Remember how you were talking about... Like the scoring process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my favorite things that, and again, I remember going to Cache County Rodeo over the hill. I'd go to Box Elder Fair Rodeo, Cache County, Burley, Idaho, go to all these rodeos. And a lot of them, it was the same announcer. He was so good. I think his name was Zeb. He was such a good announcer. But one of my favorite things, let's say that the cowboy either doesn't catch, you know, like they're roping, they don't catch. Or doesn't stay on the 8 seconds, and then they say something like, oh man, that was quite a ride. Make some noise, Wild Stan, and all he's gonna get is what you decide to give him. Meaning
yeah.
just the applause.
Yep. So they always said, and I love it because the guy, he's not gonna make any money.
No.
He just got bucked off. He's hanging his hat right
yep,
now. His head
yep.
is down. So all we can do is give him a round of applause. Thanks for trying.
Now, Dave, you may remember this because you are also a resident of this beautiful city of Millville.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a couple of years now, but gosh, maybe 2-3 years ago, we stopped doing it. But the 5 years previous, remember one of the events of Old Mill Days?
Didn't they do like a little kid rodeo?
They sure did, buddy. They did
the and kid you rodeo. Had and you had to be the guy.
I was the announcer.
I wish I would have. I didn't go.
Oh man, I tell you, it was so much fun because basically we just do it down at the park, and they just get panels to kind of create a little rodeo arena.
Yeah,
and
sheep.
They'd have sheep. They'd do some mutton busting. We'd do mutton busting, and then they'd have like a greased pig chase.
Yeah,
rabbit chase, chicken chase.
Wow,
and it was all based on different age groups and whatnot, and. And then they'd also, for like little kids, they'd do like stick horse barrel racing.
That seems a little bit more my speed.
Seems more my speed for sure it does. But I used to love doing that because I'd Google and watch all these YouTube videos. I'd give all the lambs names like Diablo.
Okay.
Like here we got a little David Simmons. He's coming out of the Cheyenne circuit. You know? I'll just say stuff I didn't even know. He had a luck of the draw. He drew Diablo. Let's see if he can give me 8 seconds. You know, just...
That's fun.
That was a fun... But have you ever tried to catch a greased pig?
No, I was going to ask you that. Did you try it?
As a kid, yeah, for sure. For sure. And it's not easy. I mean, they like put baby oil all over these pigs.
And they're just slippery Pete.
Slick.
Are all the pigs named Pete?
Well...
Slippery Pete.
You know, Slippery...
I would think you'd name every pig Pete that is in a...
You would?
Slippery Pete.
Slippery Pete. I'd name it Pork Chop. Delicious. I tell you what, that is being raised in Grouse Creek in the West, like, and obviously you, I know that you've not participated in a rodeo, but you attend every year.
Yeah. You've been to Cache County, Box Elder. I've been to Box Elder once.
Yep.
Because we, our littlest, he always likes going to the rodeo, and the one year... The day before or the night of, I can't remember, he split his head open.
Oh, shoot.
So we couldn't go that night, but we took him a few weeks later to the Box Elder. And that was a lot of fun, too. Mm-hmm. So you've been to a ton of them.
And how can we fail to mention this one? Just north of us here in the Cache Valley still, Preston, Idaho,
famous Preston Night Rodeo. It's crazy that I've never been up there. It's 45 minutes away.
Yeah, you should be up there because I'm here to tell you it's a fantastic rodeo. And I do believe that this is a fact. I believe it was the first rodeo west of the Mississippi to be held at night under the lights.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we need to fact check that, or are you feeling pretty good about it?
Well, we probably should, but I am like 99.9% confident.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
West of the Mississippi?
Awesome. West of the Mississippi. I mean, maybe they were doing lighted ones east, but who cares about them?
Yeah, I think nobody cares.
I remember I took a date to that rodeo one time when I was in college.
How romantic.
It was so romantic. She was a city girl.
Okay.
Sweetheart. And she kept cheering for the animals.
Oh.
Yeah, which was kind of odd. And then what she referred to, you know, every rodeo has royalty,
mm-hmm.
like a rodeo queen and princess and whatnot. She referred to them as the Sparklies, and she, like, I'm not kidding, she wasn't making fun. After the rodeo, and she, as a college student, she made me with her stand in line so we could get their autographs.
The
rodeo
queens?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Never really thought about that.
Well, I tell you, it's impressive.
I just always think, wow, they can really ride.
They can really ride, and they do a lot of good in the community through the whole year.
Have you ever been to the NFR, National Finals Rodeo?
I never. I've watched it on TV, but I've never attended.
I think it's like a week-long thing.
You know who goes every year?
Who?
Dan Grange.
Really?
Yeah, I think I think his family's had tickets for years, and so they go, I think, on a pretty regular basis.
Have we had Grange on this pod yet?
No, but he needs to.
We're going to get Grange on. Folks, this is a man
who
makes a substantial second income by demolition derbying. That's a guy we have on this, and also he demolition derbies against his wife.
Yeah,
it's Dan and Danny,
and Danny, and I don't know who's tougher. Well, I do know who's tougher.
Danny could take him.
Yeah,
Danny could take him. We'll make sure to get Dan on the pod.
But yeah, he knows the NFR.
I think I'd like to see that.
I would
quite
too.
A spectacle, from what I understand.
It's quite a spectacle, and it really is like, I mean, it's the best of the best.
Well. I would think so, because when you go to the ones here, they talk about how last year in the NFR he placed second or something like that. So, I mean, that's the bar that's set down there. So we got to wrap this pot up.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
So when those poor guys need some dental work after they get their face smashed on that hump on the bowls. What is that thing called?
Well, I don't.
The hump.
Maybe it's the hump. I don't. It's like a big old Brahma bowl. I don't. I mean, I've never referred to it as the hump, but anyway.
I'm sure it's the hump.
I'm just so glad you weren't talking about the saddle horn.
No, the actual, although I wouldn't have come up with saddle horn.
Okay, gotcha.
But the hump on the front of on the bull's neck.
Yeah, I think those are like on those big old Brahma bulls, I think.
I guarantee somebody's face is hit into one of those.
And lost a tooth.
To all of our friends here in Cache Valley, make sure you check out Aspen Dental on November 13th. If you don't have access to dental health or you don't have dental insurance and really need some help, check out Aspen Dental on November 13th in 2021. So just coming up here in a few weeks. 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. 170 East, 1400 North. That's Aspen Dental. Our friends aim to help those in the community that don't have access to dental health or are unable to afford those services. Check out Dr. Cameron and his crew at Aspen Dental. That's all for us here at the Small Towns Podcast. Join us again next time.
See ya.
Thanks again, folks, for listening to another episode of the Small Towns Podcast.
We're pretty sure we've changed your life for the better.
If not, well, we'll try again next time.